So I'm here with Kieran Dawson, Worthing Rangers coach, and how are you feeling after today's defeat?
Dejected. But we've got to dust ourselves off and come back. That's the nature of sport. We've got a second bite at the cherry. So it's all not lost, and we've just got to ready ourselves for next weekend for another monumental battle.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the way you guys started the game, you really sort of came up. I knew you were going to obviously attack today's game, but you really came out with a really good intent.
Yeah, we were on top. We were on top for the first 15, 20 minutes, and then a ludicrous decision from the referee gave them a penalty try when clearly the line had wheeled and we felt we were allowed to tackle it. And that changed the game. That changed the game massively. They scored three tries in that period and regained momentum. With a strong wind by their backs, we started much better than them. So you have to give them credit. They finished the job well. We knew they'd be strong in the second half, which is why we wanted to be close to them or leading going into that second half. So it was very disappointing that, again, the officials have played a big part in the match, which is disappointing.
Yeah, and I suppose being down to 14 minutes, not always so easy, is it, to sort of pick up the players, or were they always going to be in a good...
Against some teams, it could work to your advantage. Against Henley, it doesn't, because they're so expansive. They're finding gaps against 15 men, so when you're down to 14, it's easy pickings for them. But as I say, it's gone now. We had a quick chat with the players, we've drawn a line in the sand, we stepped over it, and we've got another battle to win next week. So.
And I think you've got Hull, is it, next week, or bearing on the results?
Bridge, I think it could be Stourbridge, if the results go the way they should do. But we've got a lot of walking wounded. We'll lick our wounds and dust ourselves down and come back. Have a big week in training this week and see where we are by the end of next week.
How are the boys generally feeling? Obviously disappointment, but...
They're disappointed and they're tired and they're battered and they're bruised. But they know what's at stake, and they know, you know, we had a massive travelling support today, and they know who they're playing for, and they desperately want to get promotion.
And you expect them to, well, fingers crossed that they'll bounce back and hopefully gain promotion?
Hopefully. We've got to see how the bodies are. We had to empty the bench today. We had a choice out of necessity. So, yeah, we've got a deep squad, and we've got a lot of committed players. So it's going to be a tough week for them.
And message to the fans that came up, obviously, all the way
fantastic.
From Worthing.
Absolutely fantastic. A lot of them turned up in fancy dress, and it felt like a home game today. I think there were four or five buses came up. That was fantastic support. The lads are disappointed because we let them down. It's a strange feeling because I've played in international grounds and you don't really know anyone in the crowd. Whereas today we were really playing for the people around the side, because they're all friends of ours. They're all a big part of the club and we're all in it together. So it's disappointing. But I certainly can't say that the players let them down, because our effort levels were incredible today.
Yeah, and sort of final question from me is, obviously, what do you say to the newly crowned champions?
Congratulations. They deserved it. They've been awesome all season. And I say they put us to the sword today when they took the way they took their opportunities. They'll do very well next season. It's a great club. It's a great tradition. Our assistant coach Nick Boy used to play here, so... It's a great club with great tradition. I wish them well next season. Hopefully we'll be with them.
Yeah, fingers crossed for that, and thanks for your time, Kieran.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Cheers.
You. Thanks. Sorry.
Just one quick question to me from the rugby paper.